Scientists have long held that there are differences between men's and women's brains. The Tel Aviv team wanted to find out if those differences are significant enough to create two distinctly different types of brain, such as there are distinctly male and female reproductive organs.
And to answer this question, we looked at over 1,400 brains from different samples. In each sample, we determined the regions showing the largest differences. And then we asked whether these differences add up. So whether if a subject is on the female end, as you can see here, on the female end of the continuum in one region, whether this subject would also be on the female end of the continuum on all other regions. And what we found is that this is very rare.
So the researchers determined that specific parts of the brain do show sex differences, but an individual brain rarely has all male or all female traits. So what are the social repercussions of the findings? Daphna Joel, who headed the study, suggests that we should try to move from the language categorizing people according to their sex toward the language treating everyone according to their specific characteristics and interests.
It means that our assumption as a society that our sex category, whether we have male or female genitalia, has implications to what we would love, what we would like to do, and what type of person will be, that also people come in two types, male nature and female nature. This has no scientific basis, and people are very different from each other. So.
While most scientists agree that brains contain varying mixtures of male and female anatomical traits, many say that prevailing evidence proves that sex has an important influence on brain function. Mental health experts, for example, argue that exploring biological differences between male and female brains may help answer questions such as why men are more likely than women to develop autism, while women are more likely to suffer from depression. They say more study is needed to determine in what way and to what extent one's sex influences the brain. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington. Okay.